know those weekends where everyone ends up piled up on the couch together? Those are some of my favorite memories. Growing up, it was movie nights, favorite shows, snacks everywhere, and just being together. And now I get to create those same moments with my own family. With T-Mobile, we save up to $1,000 a year by bundling our four phone lines on Experience Beyond with T-Mobile's all-in 5G home internet. Between streaming, gaming, texting, and scrolling, we are all on different screens most days. Movie night is when we finally share one. And with incredible perks and surprises every week with T-Mobile Tuesdays, plus the best streaming on them, those moments feel even more magical. Switch to T-Mobile today at T-Mobile.com. Qualifying plan required. Savings based on third line free via monthly bill credits. $15 per month internet bill credits and auto pay discount. Qualifying credit required. Credits may take up to two bill cycles and will stop if plans lines change.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hello and welcome to Alchemy 101, the show where we explore the many paths to transformation and aim to mine a few nuggets of gold that can support us in living in line with nature in a way that's true to our nature, even though sometimes that might feel counterintuitive, just like the nightingale, a bird that sings out in the dark. I'm JJ, also known as the Practical Alchemist, and I'm delighted to have you with me today. How are you all dealing with our not-so-summery summer here in the UK? I hope the changeable weather isn't stopping you all getting out into nature as much as possible. You know what they say, there's no such thing as bad weather, just inappropriate clothing. It's crazy to think that with an increase in solar storms and flares, our temperatures have been mixed, to put it mildly. But even though it might be raining or colder than we want, it's still beneficial to get out into the daylight and soak up what sun manages to get through the clouds. The sun has been recognised as the planet's life giver since ancient times, a source of energy for our planet to thrive, our celestial energy generator. And my guest today is all about regenerating that energy within us, that vital spark that we need to maintain our bodies in a state of balance and optimum health. Neil Cannon is a coach and author of The Vitality Code, Four Pillars to Reverse Engineer Illness, Heal Inflammation, and Ignite Your Life Force Energy. He joined me and my co-host, the late Dr. Mark Goulston, on Hurt Less, Live More last year here on UK Health Radio, and I've been looking forward to having Neil on this show to talk about his work in a little more depth. If you go onto Neil's website, vitalitysecret.com, you're immediately presented with the question, is conventional medicine working for you? It didn't for Neil. He had to find alternatives, and I asked him to tell us his story.
Absolutely. And thank you again for having me back on your show
You're welcome.
So as you know, I'm sure most people who work in holistic health come with their own story of healing something, which is maybe incurable according to Western medicine. And for me, I had, and that was the case for me, and I had really bad eczema for about 30 years. And I was always given the same treatments, which meant it would always come back, or rather it ignored the cause, so it would always come back. So I was prescribed prescription moisturizers, which contain really harmful ingredients, steroid creams, which have left pigmentation on my skin. Don't know if you can see this, but there's pigmentation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just, yeah.
Yeah. So just overuse of steroids, which can lead to topical steroid withdrawal syndrome. I saw a post literally yesterday on this. It's horrible. Your whole skin just becomes a huge flaky mess. That didn't happen quite to that extent for me. It can, though. Another protocol was antibiotics when it got really bad, which destroy your gut microbiome.
Yes, exactly.
So particularly when overprescribed. So that was kind of a treatment protocol for about 30 years. And it wasn't until my dad suffered a stroke when I started to research what led to his stroke, when I realized the underlying cause was also the same as what was leading to my eczema, or what was underlying my eczema. So this underlying cause is chronic inflammation. I remember him being told a few years before his stroke by his naturopathic doctor sister, my aunt, that he had chronic inflammation. One of those weird memories in the kitchen in England, he was making us tea and he just told me he's got this thing called chronic inflammation. He said, I don't know what it is, but Ros has told me I've got it. And just, you know, fast forward a few years after his stroke, I remembered this. So I started looking into inflammation, and I had actually already written a book about increasing testosterone naturally. So I had started to see this word inflammation in places. And very quickly, I realized that inflammation was underlying the hypertension or high blood pressure that led to his stroke, and the asthma, which he'd had since he was 12, which is a fully reversible condition, contrary to popular belief. And of course, the eczema I'd had for my whole life. So I went on a very strict anti-inflammatory diet and lifestyle. And very quickly, my eczema healed, or the eczema, which I was suffering from. I hate saying my, yes, because it's...
Are you owning it? Yeah. Is it
yours?
Yeah,
I don't want to own it. No, separate it as much as I can for, you know, anyone I work with. I invite them to do the same. So anyway, the eczema, the symptom called eczema, cleared up naturally from within, and I healed. So I thought that wasn't very difficult. And almost by accident, I started coaching people. I was doing this transformational program in LA, actually, in 2014, early 2015. She said to me, can you coach me? I said, sure, why not? She had other goals. She wanted to lose some weight and reduce her inflammation, because I was talking about inflammation. And anyway, we did. And then that kind of kickstarted my whole coaching career off. She got amazing results, coached her off sugar. And it was quite amazing. So then that just, I realized basically that the same protocol, same system, the same formula could be applied to just about every chronic inflammatory health condition.
Yeah.
So inflammation is like the underlying cause, creating all these different symptoms. Doesn't really matter what the name of the symptom is, which is a weird one to get people's head around, because they learn so much about the label and they go and look for the label solution. But we don't need to look at the label solution. We need to go right into what's causing it, much like your symptoms on a car dashboard. Anyway, I've just spoken a lot. That was my entrance.
No. It's been great. It's been great hearing your story. And, you know, I'm 100% with you on that. And in fact, interestingly about eczema, I developed some kind of eczema symptoms on my feet. And I, you know, I was using nettle creams and stuff like that on it. I have never gone down the steroid route or anything like that, because for years now I haven't touched any kind of pharmaceutical like that. But I was using nettle creams and it would clear up for a bit and then it would come back and clear up for a bit and then it would come back. And I ended up actually shifting it by taking a really good glutathione supplement, which of course is anti-inflammatory.
And your master antioxidant.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So it is interesting, isn't it? There are simple solutions to these things. But of course, you know, for a lot of people, it's not easy to find the information, which is partly why I do what I do and you do what you do. Not easy for people to get the information. And also, if you go to a conventional doctor, then you are just given the standard stuff, like, you know, all the creams and lotions and antibiotics. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really quite a reveal once you start looking into it. I mean, it's really, I'm just going to use the word fascinating.
It is fascinating. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, it's so sad. One of the saddest things I see is when people receive some kind of diagnosis, and then they receive a prognosis connected with that diagnosis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is not favorable. And then they do research.
Yeah.
There's so much more.
Yeah, well, I mean, I flinch when I hear people say, you know, or people with the big C being told, oh, you've got so long to live. And you think, please don't tell people that.
Exactly. The nocebo effect.
Yeah.
No one should ever be told that.
Yeah. It's not because you don't accept that somebody has that disease or condition or whatever. It's just let's look at how you can recover from that rather than how you're going to just, end your life as a result of it. And,
Totally.
and inflammation is the basis of an awful lot that's wrong with our bodies. And of course, I want to get on to your the way you coach as well. You talk about the four pillars of vitality. And I want to get on to talking about that in a second. But one of those is the physical, not just exercise, but also what you ingest. And of course, so for a lot of us, we eat a lot of highly inflammatory foods, don't we?
We do indeed. So the physical pillar is where most people start. It's the most tangible. It's the easiest pillar to get one's head around. If we're consuming toxins, of course, the body's going to create a response. And that's ultimately what inflammation is. It's our body's response to some threat on the body. So if we're consuming toxins, we need to stop consuming toxins. The biggest head, I was going to use a four letter spin.
Yeah.
The head spin is understanding that so much food, what we think is food, just is not food.
Yeah.
And we need to understand that when we really, it's as simple as aligning with nature, taking away whatever is processed, man-made, man-altered, GMO, laced in pesticides, excuse me, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, go super clean as nature intended. Ignore all the processed stuff, anything, it actually, it's not that difficult once we understand it. It's just a bit of a head spin to understand how this has all happened.
Yeah.
So mechanics, what I'm trying to say is the mechanics isn't that difficult to actually do it. We just need to eat real food when it comes to food. And of course, as you mentioned, there's exercise, and then there's other types of toxins we need to pay attention to. Because chronic inflammation is our body's response to toxins, and it's a response to a perceived threat as well. So it's a response to a physical threat or a perceived threat, and also deficiency in essential cell fuels. So if we think of what are the toxins that my body is exposed to, are they inside my body or are they environmental toxins? And in functional medicine, I know you're familiar with, they go about helping you to find the root cause. And that's what I do as well. We can all do this because we can actually take control of our bodies and we don't have to outsource our health. We can actually do this. Like, what toxins am I exposed to? What toxins are in my body? And now we have technology that helps to take away the guesswork, like bioresonance, which is one of the main things I use with my clients now. So with the physical pillar, a lot of people can get results with just the physical. And then it normally requires going a bit deeper as well, because there's the mental, there's the emotional, and then there's the energetic pillars, and they all play a part, hence the holistic approach.
Yeah, I totally get that. And when we talk about toxins, I don't even stop at things that are in our environment, as in physical things. Toxins to me are also stresses, things that are brought on by toxic environments in terms of the kind of maybe the people that you hang out with or the things that you're doing in your job and that really are kind of rubbing you up the wrong way, you feeling bad about that. That to me is also a toxin. I mean, is that how you look at things like that?
Yes, I mean we're saying the same thing with slightly different terminology. So I talk about threats. So
Yeah.
if we're running on fight or flight, which is a stress response, that's basically living as if we are about to be attacked.
Yeah.
It's kind of make it's false evidence appearing real. Fear, stress is a code word for fear. So if we're responding to demands, to pressures, to deadlines, to people, to fear of upsetting someone or fear of, letting someone down, or how is this going to reflect badly on me if I'm late for them? That's all a stress response, because it's a fear. I always like to give credit where it's due. Tony Robbins said, stress is your code word for fear. So we're basically responding to things, to everything, things in our lives we think, oh, I'm stressed. Actually, it's my decision. So if we're responding in a way that there's some kind of threat on the body, that's why I talk about perceived threat rather than like a mental toxin. But I do definitely agree with thoughts being toxins. I just use a slightly different kind of terminology.
Yeah, no, it just occurs to me when we're talking about toxins sometimes that, you know, toxins aren't just a physical thing in our environment. You know, it's not just what we put on our skin or in our bodies or what's around us in our environment. But yeah, no, we are talking about the same thing. And so you've got the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. So take us through the other three. What kind of things are you helping people with in those other three categories, those other three pillars of vitality? And remember, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I love the way that you talk about it as vitality, because it is, it's about life, vita as in life, how we can live our lives as vitally as we can. So take me through the other pillars.
I love that you brought that word up, because I've had criticism about using this as my branding. I'm like, so really, you can't get much higher in terms of vibration, vitality. Like, health is like, some people think they're healthy if they're taking drugs, meaning pharmaceuticals.
Right.
Vitality is life force. It's allowing this energy to flow through the body, through every cell, to raise our frequency, to, you know, live an amazing life. So thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
So the mental pillar is really where it starts. You know, our brain is our control center. So it has to start with the brain. And we need to look into beliefs. We look into the placebo effect, the nocebo effect, which we touched on earlier. We want to flip the nocebo effect, which is the opposite of the placebo effect. Placebo effect is when our thoughts and the mind-body connection works for us. Nocebo is that in reverse. So if we believe the same negative thought all the time, we can end up creating disease. So, and then the other part, I've just said a lot. And then the other part of the mental pillar is getting really clear on one's vision. I had a client at the beginning of or mid last year who's 78, and he talked about when we talked about a vitality vision, he talked about how vitality is his vehicle. It's his vehicle to plan and create and to, you know, enjoy this life experience from. I don't know why I said plan, but to experience, create, yeah. To live from, to give love to his, you know, his partners, his children, partners, partner, his children. And you understand, it's his vehicle. And I think that's so clear and awesome that I've started using it, and I always give him credit. His name's Will.
Oh, that's, so that's brilliant.
Yeah. So we got to start with the mental pillar, and part of the beliefs is getting one's head around what is possible for the human body. I was actually in a sales training yesterday, and I was asked, or we were all asked, what are three beliefs that your clients might have that need to change in order for them to be successful with whatever you deliver? And the one I wrote down three things very quickly. One is, if someone thinks they have an incurable disease or genetic disease, they need to flip that on its head. And they need to say something like, my body is designed to heal. It's always healing. Look at the intelligence that created us from a sperm and an egg. It's always healing. It's magnificent. It's we are constantly regenerating, like all of our cells, like we're getting new cells every single day. So we need to lose that negative nocebo, which, you know, it can act as a nocebo, being told you have an incurable disease or a genetic disease, or more recently, two cases of watch and wait. No, we need to really think about the terminology. Another one is, if we believe Western medicine is the way, I urge people to consider it as a way. It's an approach, and it's phenomenal in emergencies. It's virtually unbeatable, maybe unbeatable. I don't want to be coating myself in essential oils if I need an open heart surgery.
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So it absolutely has its place. And consider it not superior when it comes to chronic illness, because it ignores entirely the underlying cause. That should be the biggest red flag for anyone. Most people are still using an approach to medicine that ignores completely what created the symptom. People go, okay, that's actually a really good point. I'm not going to use that approach anymore. I want to get to the cause. But my symptoms are a warning light. So I say, you know, flip that on its head. Start with, providing there is time, providing we have time on our side, and we normally do, I was always urged to start with holistic and natural medicine to supercharge your own healing capacity and align with nature. And a third one, I can't remember what I wrote down now. Oh, alternative. We were talking about this earlier. Which is very, very tied into number two. But it's understanding that this isn't alternative. This is real medicine. This is true medicine. So once we can kind of align with those and how the body's always healing itself, we just need to find out what's missing, what's creating the toxicity, and then it's almost like stepping out of the way and allowing the body to heal itself.
Yeah.
So that's a long answer for your question around the mental, but that's basically encapsulating the mental pillar.
That's a great answer. But it's time for us to take a short break right now. I'll be back with more from Neil Cannon right after these messages.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams, and inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
The station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 with me, JJ, the Practical Alchemist. And now, before the break, my guest, Neil Cannon, was talking about alternative, natural ways of healing. I feel we're still battling against years of demonization of natural alternative methods, and I agree with Neil that our bodies are designed to self-heal. If only we'd get out of our own way and allow our bodies to do so.
And that can be our thoughts.
Yeah,
as we were talking.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's so much, so interesting about the power of the mind-body connection. I used to kind of poo-poo it, but now
Oh, wow.
Back in the day, I was all about inflammation being from toxic food supply, toxins and stress. And, you know, well, stress is thought related, but it was like there was a disconnect about the mind-body connection back in 2015. I went to the Truth About Cancer Live Symposium in 2016, and I saw a number of presentations on how different trapped emotions can create illness. And I almost walked out going, this makes no sense to me. And then I quickly realized that they were very accurate when I started to understand the physics of trapped emotions.
Yeah.
Which we can come on to in a minute.
Yeah, well, let's get on to it. Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, so the mental, I've pretty much summarized it. The emotional pillar is, first of all, the easiest way to get one's head around this is understanding how stress creates illness, because it's often spoken about in the media. It's often spoken about how 90% of chronic illness is down to chronic stress. What is stress, though? What really is stress? Like I touched on it earlier, it's our response to the external environment. It's our internal response to external strains. That was a definition I got, I believe, from Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, who wrote the book Flow. We get to choose how we respond to everything in life. And the way we respond is based on our life experience and all of our stories and traumas from the past. So we get triggered, we get activated by these trapped emotions, which creates the stress response or makes us more reactive. I like to use the example of a traffic jam. When we get stressed in a traffic jam, we're not getting stressed because there's lots of stationary vehicles. We're getting stressed because of what it means if we're going to be late. And we make up this, we don't even think about all of this because it's all subconscious. There's often someone we might disappoint. We're going to be late for our boss. We're going to be late for this person. We're going to be late for dinner or whatever it is. And then there's a subconscious program going on, which is a stress response. Some people can be in a traffic jam and they put on music or a podcast and they listen to it and just enjoy the time and go, I'm just going to surrender to this. There's nothing I can do. And then someone else might be weaving in and out of traffic, swearing, effing and blinding, and just, you know, causing road rage. And it's all a decision. It's how we decide to respond. And that reactivity comes from our past, which we can actually deal with. So, and that leads me on back to the trapped emotion part, which was what I just mentioned, you know, the Truth About Cancer Life Symposium. When we have events in our lives, or experience events in our lives, we that jolt us. I talked about like something really shakes us and it jolts us out of alignment. It kind of jolts us out of happy. It really puts us into a kind of, you know, fight, flight, or freeze scenario. That trapped energy, or that energy gets trapped rather in our body. It can leave an energetic imprint anywhere in the body. One of my favorite slogans is the organs weep the tears the eyes refuse to shed.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Our dear brother, or my brother, our friend who has passed, Dr. Mark Golston, loved that as well. Just poured. Ooh. It's huge. It's really big. And what that means is the energy that if we don't, the crying is just one way of releasing the energy. There's many ways to release the energy, but if we don't release that energy, that trapped energy is actually, it has an electromagnetic mass of energy. And what it does is it drops the voltage, it drops the power in the organs associated. So what can happen when we release the energy is the power rises again. And the backbone of my work, by the way, is the body electric. It's understanding principles of the body electric, which has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years, sadly suppressed around this 114 years ago, which we talked about on the last podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's some points, some fundamentals are really easy to understand. Although, well, I guess they are for me because I used to be an electrician for like 2 years. But if we understand that illness is a result of the lowering of voltage, or let's just say power, if we have a light bulb that's flickering in the home, why is that light bulb flickering? There's not enough power going to it. Why is there not enough power going to it? Oh, I need to go and maybe there's a damaged cable in the wall or a broken light switch or something. The same thing, the same kind of approach could be used with the human body. Why is there not enough power going to my pancreas? Why is there not enough power going to my gut? Why is there not enough power going to my thyroid? Why isn't, you get the idea? So sometimes the reason for the power drop is trapped energy. It's energy that hasn't been released from the body. So we can use, my preference is somatic therapy, where we can release the energy from the body. And I know energy medicine is your forte, isn't it? I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but I just wanted to.
Well, to me, but the audience might not be.
Yeah. So we can release this energy somatically, And it's like, it's almost like an instant rise in energy. And then it just doesn't take too long for the body to adjust. So I use a process called the emotion code and a few others. Breath work, you can do it. Plant medicine, shaking, getting connected to the ground, yoga. There's many different ways that we can do this. And it's a way, we need to find ways to release this pent up energy. We're often given the example of when an animal gets chased by another animal, and providing the animal that gets chased gets away, what they'll normally do is find somewhere and shake their whole body to release that energy from the body. The same is with the human body, but we haven't been taught this stuff. We just sit with it, harbor it, distract ourselves with TV and alcohol and whatever else, and gaming or whatever the distraction is. So we don't actually process these emotions, and we haven't been taught, certainly in the last 114 years, how to, at least in the mainstream way of doing things, how to release this energy, because it's so alien to people. It was alien to me, like I mentioned earlier, when I first went to the truth about cancer. How could an emotion create an ill? No, I don't get it. But it does make sense the more that we start to understand us as energy beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess I've just talked a lot again.
I mean, it's great listening to you. Yeah, I completely get that. And you know, when I'm working with somebody remotely, and some people call it quantum healing these days, you know, because quantum's a bit of a buzzword, I guess, these days, because it is, you can do it remotely. And so it explains how you can not be in the same place as a person, but still tune into their system and, you know, feel or see or, you know, receive pictures of what's going on with them. And so I know that when I tune into people, that, you know, you'll see those pockets of energy.
Mm.
You will see them and you can help them on their way. But mostly what I explain what I do is I create the environment in which somebody can self-heal. And that's a very relaxed, energetic environment where they can just let go of everything and allow what doesn't serve them to leave their system. So I tend to talk about the body as a system, which it is, you know, so it's a very complex system. But then, you know, you will see pockets of, and there are other, you know, various other little things that you do, but you will see pockets of trapped energy, and those can be helped along their way, you know, sort of moved gently out of somebody's system. And I know for some people that just sounds like, you know, pie in the sky, nonsense, Disney World, ridiculous stuff, you know, fairy tales, but it's not.
One, it's not at all. And I think once you've had one experience, let's say one of the greatest ways someone can have an instant relief is if someone has pain in their lower back, in migraines, or any joint, any kind of pain, not any kind of pain, a lot of different types of pain can be alleviated almost immediately, often within 24 hours of releasing trapped energy. And they go, whoa. I had a client a few years ago. I was coaching a couple, and she'd been on a very strict anti-inflammatory diet for 10 years. She had this kind of almost a frozen shoulder, but she couldn't do anything with it. It was very restricted.
Mm.
So I said, let's do some energy work on it. Let's use this emotion code, uses applied kinesiology to find out the names of the emotions, when they were stored, where, you know, which organs they're stored in. Was it in this lifetime? Was it in another lifetime? Mm-hmm. Going out there, but it's important to know this. Where, you know, what's created these trapped energy? We don't have to know the details. We don't have to relive any event, but it's good to just have a timeline to then release it. In fact, I was about to say, I'm not a fan of talk therapy when it comes to the body's symptoms with chronic anything, because of neurons that fire together, wired together. So if we talk about an event over and over and over and over again, obviously it has its place. The thing is, that ends up creating more of an energy bundle.
Yeah.
If we talk about something more, whatever we give our attention to is where energy flows. And if we give more and more attention to this trauma, it ends up just building and building and building. That's why somatic therapy is my favorite, where we don't even have to talk about the event, and then we just release the energy.
And we'll hear more about that in a moment, but it's time to take another short break right now. Do stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It's 10:01 a.m. on a Monday, all at once. Your sales leader needs to know which deals are at risk. Your PM wants feature adoption by cohort, and your CFO needs one last graph for the board. Now your data team has to say no to somebody. Hex changes that. Ask any data question in plain English and get an analyst-grade response, all backed by your actual business context as defined by your data team. Start saying yes to more data questions at hex.ai.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio station. I'm JJ, the Practical Alchemist, and I'm back with my special guest today, Neil Cannon, who is talking about somatic therapy, his favourite tool when working with people. He went on to give us an example of what his clients have experienced.
So some people can get results very quickly. This woman, the partner of, I was teaching a couple or coaching a couple. We did a session. The first session, she noticed a change in her shoulder on the call itself. She went, "Are you kidding me?" And she started picking up. I've been doing stuff for 10 years.
Yeah.
I said, that's the power of this energy work.
Yeah.
It can be like we're energy before we're physical. And if we can get our heads around that, you know, we use the word quantum. At the subatomic level, we are all energy. We're like 99.99999999999 empty space energy. A Nobel Prize winner said, treating the body without the concept of energy is treating dead matter. We have to start with energy. Like the thing is, most people won't start with energy. Most people start with the physical, which is fine, but we do need to address the energy. So another example recently, about a month ago, my client had like pain in her spine. And this was like maybe the third session we'd done the energy release. And she noticed a difference there and then in the moment. She said something similar, "Neil, are you kidding me?" Mm. "What?" And she was fine. Yeah. So if we can see and experience a shift that fast with our physical body, meaning, you know, pain sensations, we can understand how that happens with our organs as well. So using the pancreas example, let's say someone has type 1 diabetes and they've been diagnosed with it happened in life, so it's an autoimmune. There's a reason why the pancreas isn't working. The conventional approach just says, "Oh, you've got a genetic disease." That's not useful. We need to find out why the pancreas is not functioning. Why is there not enough power going to the pancreas? Let's do that investigation. And often it's trapped energy. So something has happened in their lives which has jolted them, and it's stored it in the pancreas. Or there could be something else dropping the voltage. It could be mercury in the mouth, which is what happened with one of my clients. He had 4 mercury fillings on the pancreas circuit. So when he removed those slowly but surely and safely via holistic or biological dentist, I want to say that. I've just jumped around a bit, but mercury in the mouth can drop the voltage.
Yeah. Well, I had all my mercury fillings removed many, many years ago. Yeah. And I'm very glad that I did so. But, you know, just listening to you talk, I'm thinking here, of course, we're talking about electricity. We're talking about being electrical beings, which I absolutely am, you know, in agreement with you on. And, you know, you just have to think about the language that we use subconsciously. We talk about the vital spark. So, you know, we know subconsciously that there is something going on here to do with electricity, to do with, an energy spark that's connected with our vitality. It's amazing, isn't it? But people will not see it unless it's really pointed out to them and they experience it.
And I love that. And if something resonates, where does that come from?
Exactly. Yeah, resonance, another good one.
It's a resonant frequency. We're on the same wavelength. Oh, yeah. I get that. You get it. We're on the same frequency. We are energy beings. Sometimes we'll hear something and we either don't get it, or the frequency we're operating at can also help us to go, well, that's nonsense. So yeah, I imagine there's quite a few words like that. Vital spark, bright spark. Now I want to start thinking about them.
I know, I'm going to start thinking about them as well. I'll probably write them down and create a little dictionary for myself. But it is interesting though, and we didn't understand everything many, many, many years ago, but we did rely much more on nature. Now, I mean, you know, people's diets maybe weren't that great, and you know, there were all kinds of other things going on centuries ago. However, we were possibly more aligned with the natural world than we are today, which I think in many ways would have given people a lot more vitality,
actually. Absolutely. I mean, there's so much evidence now that doesn't even suggest, it tells us, it absolutely tells us that when we separate from nature, we get sick.
Yeah.
And when I say separate from nature, I'm not just talking about not being on a walk in the woods. I'm talking about eating stuff that is not real.
There you go.
We must not eat GMO food. Yeah. If you've seen GMO OMG, it stands for genetically modified organism. Have you seen that, by the way?
I haven't seen it. No, I must look.
It's extraordinary what's been approved to be eaten in America. Yeah. Like in many countries in Europe, in Scandinavia, GMOs are banned because they haven't been proven safe.
Correct.
They will not allow them. In America, they say, we're going to allow them because they've not been proven dangerous, except they have been. They absolutely have been. But we have the FDA, which is corrupt. It's captured. And we have all, you know, the three-letter organizations in America. They are, I hope you don't mind me saying this, very questionable. If the regulatory agencies receive the majority of the funding from the industry they regulate, which they do, there's an immediate conflict of interest. The FDA receives 65% of its funding from the industry it regulates. It's actually higher in Europe. It's higher in England. It's like 86, 87% England and America.
I didn't know it was that high.
It's insane. Wow. So basically, the food companies and the drug companies may as well have their own in-house regulatory teams. They always put profit before health. They do not care about health. I know that's quite a claim, but there's so much evidence of suppression of data. Like in the last 4 years, we've seen suppression of data like you would not believe. So if we can get our heads, like coming back to the GMO thing, Monsanto, what is one of the main companies behind the GMOs in America, highly corrupt, couldn't be more corrupt. And they know scientifically that when they consume GMOs, inflammation levels go up, estrogen levels rise, testosterone levels drop, tumors all over mice and rats that were tested. They've got the data and they push it out into America and they tell you it's fine.
Well, we could actually do a whole other show on all the things that we're told are healthy for us and okay for us and actually aren't over the years. So, but we won't do that right now, if you don't mind, because we're coming to the end and I want you to tell everybody where people can find out more about you and, you know, maybe work with you if they feel so inclined, if they resonate with you.
If they resonate. I haven't scared them away with that last one.
I doubt that.
I'm just very passionate about this.
I know you are. I know, it's great.
If we can get back to nature, you know, it's just, it can, things can be so simple. My main website is vitalitysecret.com. That's without an S. Some people type in Vitality Secrets. Yes. It's singular, vitalitysecret.com. I do private coaching. I'm about to launch a community. I'm literally in the process of building the foundations for it right now.
Ah, interesting.
I've hired a guy to support me who's almost half my age. He's brilliant and he's run communities for years and he's going to help me with it. So that's about to happen.
Is that an online community or is it?
Online communities on school. And also there's group coaching, which I do kind of launches every now and again. So if you subscribe for my at my website, you can subscribe to my newsletter and also you can download a copy for free of The Vitality Secret, which is the 2016 version, which is all about inflammation. And of course, the Vitality Code you can buy on Amazon. You can buy them both on Amazon. You can get the free download for The Vitality Secret on my website.
Fantastic. So, that's fantastic. Well, I'm interested, curious to know more about the community because I've been talking about doing something similar and wondering how that might work and, you know, what people might want from that. I know what I have got in my mind, but, you know, trying to do a little bit of market research there. So I'd be curious to find out more about that. Definitely. Maybe we should talk more, or maybe I'll just sign up on your website and get the newsletter.
But well, I'd love to talk to you about that because I think the more people that there are to collaborate and to offer their expertise, you know, build a community of amazing.
Brilliant. Let's talk, definitely.
Can I just leave with one of my favorite quotes for your listeners? Your body's ability to heal is greater than you have ever been allowed to believe.
I love that. I am so down with that. Honestly, it's one of my big messages as well. So thank you. Brilliant.
Thank you, JJ. Love this conversation. And I hope it was valuable for your audience.
Yeah, I've loved it as well. Thank you. And yeah, so do I.
Neil Cannon there, and my thanks once again to him for joining me. I really enjoyed our conversation and hearing more about his work, and I hope you did too. I can't wait to follow up with him on the community side of things too. I'll keep you posted on that, all of you. Meanwhile, a video version of this chat will be on my YouTube channel, Alternatively Speaking, very soon, if it isn't already. And if you want to find out more about me, then please do head over to my website at thepracticalalchemist.uk. That's thepracticalalchemist.uk. Or if my energy clearing work interests you, head to safehavenhealing.uk. You can book a call with me there to talk about that further if you want. And now, safehavenhealing.uk was a name given to me by the late Dr. Mark Goulston, who I co-hosted a show, Hurt Less, Live More, last year here on UK Health Radio. And if you want to listen to the episode with me, Neil, and Mark from last year, just go to the Hurt Less, Live More show page and search for Neil Cannon, that's with two N's, and it'll come up for you there. Mark was such a dear friend to both Neil and me, and he's much missed by both of us. Well, on that note, it's time to wrap things up for today. Thank you so much for listening. Join me next time for more Practical Alchemy and more great guests. Until then, it's goodbye from me and that nightingale.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Vuse is smooth, consistent, and intentionally simple. It's vapor done right. Because when you're free to focus on what really matters, everything just clicks. Find Vuse, that's V-U-S-E, Vuse, at your favorite convenience store.
Underage sale prohibited. Vuse is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026 RJRVC.